Hello, my friend. Today we are talking about using a quiz, a free quiz, to grow your email list and grow your business. And you can have so much fun with this. And I'm really excited to share this. This is not the first time I've talked about it on the podcast, but it's a new, refreshed episode here because there's lots of new tools out. And the last time I talked about this on the podcast was back in 2020. So things have changed and there's lots of cool things. So if you've thought about growing your email list, which you're probably thinking about launching new things in your business this year, and we've all heard you need to grow your email list before you launch a new product, before you open up your program again. And this is very important. But most people feel very frustrated with this idea of growing your email list because it's like, how do I get it in front of new people? And one of the ways that you can do this is by creating something that is fun and engaging for the person on the other side. And so using a quiz takes it to a different level versus creating a PDF. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I have tons of those on my website too. It just depends what people need. But besides creating a PDF or a video or maybe even a private podcast, all of these are great options. However, a quiz is very interactive and it's fun. People tend to love quizzes because we like finding out about ourselves or where we are gauged on a certain score. There's lots of ways to do this. So when I tend to talk about quizzes, though, I get pushback very quickly. And just so you know, I think the exact same thing at first. I don't think it anymore. But at first, it feels like a daunting task to create a quiz. And when I was thinking about this, I was like, it usually feels like it's just going to take forever. And I get it because we have to think about what is the intention of the quiz? And oh my gosh, what's the title going to be? And then the dreaded questions, right? You're thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to have the time to do this? And how am I going to figure out all these answers? My friend, I have the answer for you. It is so wonderful that I get to share this with you. And you're going to have so much fun with this. So I'm going to tell you about this new product that my friends over at Interact have. So again, I talked to one of the co-founders back on the podcast in 2020. And I was sitting in my closet talking to him. And it was such a great conversation. I'll be sure to link that in the show notes too. But the great news is as your business has changed, so has theirs. They've learned so much about people creating quizzes and what people interact with. And they have actually tapped into using AI, and they've created a new product called Interact AI. And they've been working on this for over a year. They jumped on it, and you're going to hear more about this story in next week's episode because I brought one of the co-founders back on the podcast. And so we're going to talk through that. But before he shares his story next week and how things have changed since 2020 over at Try Interact, I wanted to tell you about why you should create a quiz in your business because our conversation is packed full of nuggets of wisdom next week, but we actually talked about entrepreneurship way more than we talked about creating a quiz. So I wanted to tell you more about creating a quiz and how you can do that. And so I'm going to walk you through that in this episode. But what I want you to remember is that you can do this for free. And I've got all the details for you over on my website. So all you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/interact. That's I-N-T-E-R-A-C-T. Go to that page on my site and you'll be able to see all the details. So you'll be able to see my quiz, what I've learned, the pro tips I have. I'll constantly be updating this page as I continue to learn and add new resources. So this will be an interactive page as well. But you can also sign up and create your quiz for free in, guess what? 2 minutes. 2 minutes, my friend. This is amazing. So be sure to go to amandamckinney.com/interact. Okay, I won't make you wait any longer. Let's jump in and talk about how to create a quiz in your business and actually grow your business along the way. This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. So first up, I want to talk about why the heck to use a quiz. And I touched on this in the intro a little bit. We can do a lot of different things in our business to grow our email list. And I don't have to harp on this too much, but I think it's really important just to say that we want to grow our email list. And I'm not saying this just because everyone else says it. Chances are you want to sell more of whatever you have in your business, the service, the product, whatever it is, you want to sell more of it. Or you want to sell a new thing. Whatever the case is, you want to sell something. And in order to do that, you need people on your email list. Most people think about social media when it comes to growing a business, but you do not own that. You own your email list. And that is something that you just have to really think about. And so you don't have to have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people on your email list unless you're trying to sell something that is a low-priced offer and you want to go for quantity. So if you're trying to sell something under $100, yeah, you need a lot of people because conversion rates are typically low and you need the volume of people. However, if you have a higher priced offering that is a few thousand dollars, you just need a handful of people and you'll be making the money you need to make. So know that this is in the numbers, but most people know that you need to grow your email list. And so chances are you've tried to do this multiple ways. You can do this with PDFs, private podcast feed, videos, playlist, you name it, you can do it. I mean, there's tons of ways and there's not a right or wrong way. What you really have to do is understand your audience and what they're looking for. Where is their pain point? How can you help them with something in a simple way? And then asking yourself, what format do they need this in? Because if they need a private podcast feed, then a quiz is not going to work. But you could use the quiz to figure out which private podcast feed to send them to if you have multiple. So there's different ways you could do this, but the idea is understanding what your audience needs. Chances are a quiz is a great option. I'm not saying it's 100% the option for everyone, so I want you to make sure to know what your audience needs, but a quiz is a great option for you and it's super fun. And that's why it's a great option, is because it's very interactive. So one of the things, even though we're talking about growing your email list, one of my favorite ways to use a quiz, or my favorite reasons why to use a quiz, is because you get to learn about your audience. This is something that I don't hear as many people talking about. I hear people talking about using a quiz to grow your email list and sell your thing. That's great. I want you to do that too. But chances are you need to learn about your audience too. Most clients that I work with, I'll ask questions and I at some point say, you need to talk to people. You've got to talk to people and learn more about what their pain point is. You have to understand what they need, because if you just willy-nilly create something, they're not going to buy it. You have to figure this out. And my friend, a quiz is a great way to do this. Most people want to send a survey. I am not a fan. I am not a fan of doing that at the beginning of something. I'm not saying a survey is bad. Surveys definitely have their place, but they're so hard to get people to engage with. I don't know if you've ever tried to send a survey out to your audience, but you could have hundreds or thousands of people on your email list and like three people will fill out the survey. No one wants to do it because there's no reason for them to do it. You have to give them an incentive and then you're dealing with paying and all of this stuff. So there's a lot of complications that come with surveys. However, if you use a quiz, it's basically the same thing and it's way more fun for the person on the other end. So instead of someone just giving you answers, then instead you actually say, like, take this quiz and find out something about yourself. We all care about ourselves more than other people. And so if you can turn this around and say, learn more about yourself, you actually get to learn about your audience. This is the thing that I wish more people talked about because it's a huge benefit of having a quiz. The reason I say this is how much I've learned about my audience. I make a lot of assumptions. The great news is I've learned not to act on those assumptions. I have to try something like, oh, I think everyone wants to do this, so I'll put it on the podcast. Well, I can tell by download numbers if that was a good assumption or not a good assumption. But with a quiz, I can ask a question and find out where my audience falls in a specific topic. This was eye-opening for me when I did this. It was so cool because, and let me tell you, it wasn't cool because I was right. It was cool because I was wrong, but I learned early that I was wrong, which is like what we want to do in business. And so when you think about this, I want you to go into it with an open mind of learning about your audience. And I say this because you might have to create multiple quizzes. You might have to change things about the quiz. This is not a like set it and forget it situation. This is a set it, look at the data, let yourself learn, move the needle and keep tweaking and continue to learn and move forward. That is how you will see ultimate results. Not, I created a quiz and thousands of people signed up for it. I mean, I hope that happens for you. And if it does, please let me know because I'd love to interview you on the podcast if that magically happens for you because something you did was awesome and I'd love to hear. But most of the time we have to tweak things. So you get to learn about your audience, which is just so much fun. And I think that you will enjoy it more than you think as I'm talking about it because you're probably like, that sounds like a lot of work. It's really not. It's just paying attention to the data and making a small change and moving forward. So it also grows your email list. And then once someone is on your email list, you can then focus on nurturing that relationship. And that builds the know, like, and trust factor and ideally grows your business. They buy the thing, they book the service, they enroll in the program, whatever the case is. There is a funnel that happens. And what you do is you engage with someone new, they get on your email list, and then you nurture that relationship and hopefully they buy the thing. So this is how it works. And you might be thinking, well, what are the different types of quizzes? How am I going to do this? Because now you're like, okay, Amanda, you've said enough. It's fine. We want to create the quiz now. And so there are three different types of quizzes. And I'm pulling all of this information about the types of quizzes and some specific examples all from Interact's website. I'm going to link everything in the show notes so that you can see these examples. But they are the expert on quizzes. Amanda is not the expert on a quiz. I play around with it. I am learning. I share my tips, but they are the experts. They have seen, get ready for it, 1 billion people go through quizzes. 1 billion. That is a ton of research, a ton of data. So I trust them so much because when you think about that much data, they have learned so much. They know what works. And so here are the three types of quizzes that there are. The first is a personality type quiz. This is the one you're probably thinking about. These are the ones that go viral. These are the ones that tells you what type of person you are. At the time of this recording, which is March of 2024, I have a personality type quiz on my website that you can see. It's actually called What's Your Productivity Personality? And let me tell you, it's a great quiz, but it took me a while to get to this version of the quiz. It's actually been three different quizzes. Because what I started with wasn't necessarily the right wording. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to know if the first quiz doesn't work out, it doesn't mean the quizzes are not good for your business. It just means you have to think about, well, why didn't it work? For me, it was wording. I just had to change the wording, which ended up changing some of the results, but everything is really still connected to everything I offer. So that is a personality type quiz. The second type is an assessment. So this tells you where your audience falls into a knowledge scale on a certain topic. So if you are curious, like you're the expert, right? On whatever topic it is in your business, you're the expert and you're thinking like, how much does my audience know about this? You need the assessment type quiz. Fantastic way of learning about your audience. This would give you the keys to the castle. If you could identify maybe three results, they're at beginner, intermediate, and advanced. You probably wouldn't call it those words, but that's what you could put people into a category. And if you found that the majority of your audience was beginner, you can create content for those people versus intermediate. And gosh, this would just be so helpful for you to know because then you know exactly what content to create. You know what to put in those emails for those specific people. And that gives you the answer about your audience. So that's the assessment type. And then there's another type called scored. This is more nuanced than the assessment because there's actually a score given to the person. So there's a few that fall into that category, but that one's just a little bit more detailed in terms of you fall into this category. And as you can tell, all quizzes have a result. So there is some type of category that people fall into. But again, this tells you about your audience. So these are the different types. And then there's tons of examples on their website. I'm going to link to this in the show notes as well as on the page on my website, which is amandamckinney.com/interact, interact. Go to that page and you'll be able to see the examples. There's tons of them. You can see all these live examples. You'll notice people's names. There's a lot of really popular people in the entrepreneurship space that use Interact, so you can see their quizzes. It's fantastic. But I won't go into all the details because you can check those out. But there's lots of examples that you can see, so you're not doing this alone. But now I want to tell you the step-by-step process of creating a quiz. And I need you to know that you can do this in just 2 minutes. 2 minutes, my friend. I have tested this. This is incredible. My mind was blown. Again, you're going to hear us talk more about the process of how this works in next week's episode with Josh, one of the co-founders. But they have been working on this and their team is so amazing. I can't say enough wonderful things about their team. They are so great, all of them. Shout out to every single person over at Interact. They are an amazing team and they worked really hard to produce Interact AI. And you can tell because it is not like you put in something and you get this gobbledygook that spits it out and it sounds weird. That's probably what you're thinking when I say AI. It's not like that at all. It is unbelievable how this works. So when they reached out to me, they asked like, would you test this and kind of run it through your system? What would you do? And I was like, absolutely. I had no idea it was going to be so dang fast. I was prepared to test it and it takes several days for it to come back, and it came back in 2 minutes. It's unbelievable. I cannot tell you how much you have to go in. At least just try this because you've got to see how quick it is. So they have several different ways that you can create a quiz, but the two that I want to point out is one, if you have no freaking clue what you want to do. And this is the one I really want to hone in on because this is where most people get stuck. Someone says, oh yeah, a quiz sounds great, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what words to use. I don't know what questions to use. They have solved this problem and it's remarkable. I love this idea. It also gives you a true test of how well your marketing messaging on your website is working for you. Because all you have to do, and I'm not kidding, this is literally all you have to do. You'll click the button that's on my website and it says use Interact AI. And then you put in your website URL. You copy it, you paste it, and then you say, make the quiz. Yeah, that's all you have to do. It makes it within 2 minutes and you have it. Chances are you're going to have to change a few things. Nothing is ever completely perfect because you'll need to add in your flavor a little bit and you'll need to like put the call to action button. You'll want to link that sort of thing. But the cool part is because it's pulling from your website, it uses your voice. This blew me away because I talk very casually. I use words like, dang, that's awesome, or whatever. I'm just trying to think of something I say that's kind of silly that not everyone uses. It picked up on that. So in the questions, in the answers, it picked up my personality and put it in there. So the changes I had to make were very, very minor. It wasn't really hard for me to do. I had to link the button, change the color of the button, that sort of thing. Super easy, super easy. So that's if you have no idea. And that's a great place to start. I would suggest everyone start there because number one, it tells you if your website is making the message that you want it to, because if it comes back with a quiz that's totally off base from what you're hoping to convey on your website, you'll know because it pulls it completely from your homepage. So great way to test your marketing there. But let's say you have an idea. Let's say you have an idea and you're like, you know what? There's three types of people and I want to know where my audience is. Let's go back to that, like beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So here's what you would do. You have the idea, you have the topic. So let's say it's, what do people know about making sourdough bread? I'm just going to make this up as a random example. You want to know if someone's ever tried it before, if they've tried it and messed up, or they're looking for like the super primo advanced tips. Like, you need to know where your audience is. And so the topic would be sourdough bread making. And then you would put in your three results. So you'd name it different, but like maybe be like starter. I don't know what the next thing could be. And like finished bread or something. I don't know. But like beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So you'd write those results and you'd put it in. Because you know that about your audience. This is what I did with the productivity one. So on my quiz, I knew I wanted to talk about productivity. I also knew the three different people because I've worked with all these people. And I'm like, I knew exactly about these people. And so I knew those three types of people. So I had already written that. I put the result in and then said, make the quiz. So I didn't have to write the questions. Ah, it was amazing. It was like magic. It was so freaking wonderful. This saved me so much time, just like you. It's going to save you so much time too. So wonderful. So what you can do is go in with an idea or not an idea at all. And there's a few different other versions of that too, but those are the two that I think most people will use is I have no idea or I have an idea because I know that these are the three types of people or whatever it is. And then they come up with the questions. Freaking fantastic. It's so amazing. And then all you have to do is embed it on your website. So you copy the code. There's so many help articles. Trust me, no matter how technical or not technical you are, you can figure this out. And there's help articles to help you do it all. And so all you have to do is copy the embed code, or you can use a link and you can start getting people connected and taking that quiz. And you can connect it to, like, I use ConvertKit, and there's tons of other options too. I'm just saying I use ConvertKit. So it's very easy to connect, interact with your email system. And then they get on your email list and you plug them into a sequence and they get that nurture sequence over the next however many weeks you have that set up. It's amazing. Like, it's a one-stop shop here of you can grow your email list, connect with your audience, learn about your audience, and ideally sell something on the back end as well. So if I have not convinced you to try a quiz, I really hope that you will go to my website and take a look at what I've learned. You can look at my quiz. You can look at all the examples that they have and really give this a shot for yourself, because I believe that this will help you grow your email list and grow your business. And almost even more importantly, like, all of that's important, but you get to learn about your people. You get to learn what content they need. You get to learn where their pain points are, because they're going to tell you in this quiz if you ask the questions. It's amazing. I think there's a lot of ways that you could do this in your business, and I hope to hear from you and how you've done this. So all you have to do is go to my website at amandamckinney.com/interact. Everything is there. You can sign up and try this for free. You can check out examples. You can look at mine. I share my pro tips, what I've learned, and I'm going to add even more as I continue to test this and try different things. So feel free to go back anytime. But I want you to do this. I want you to do it, and I'd love to hear from you. So make sure to follow up and tell me how things are going, because this is something that I believe is going to change a lot of people's business, and you get to have so much fun doing it. So again, that's amandamckinney.com/interact. And you can learn all the details there and do this in your business for free. So until next time, my friend, give yourself permission to have fun as you create that quiz and grow your business and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMckinney too. Until next time.